interview with Jimmy Mongiero, Beulan, Kentucky, June 17th, 1986, interviewed by Doug Cantrell. Mr. Mongiero, could you begin by telling me about your background, your family maybe, your father?
Sure, I can start with my father. He came here in 1910. I followed his brother, older brother. At that time, they were constructing the railroad, L&M Railroad, from Jackson to Hazard. And he took a contract to build bridges, culverts, and so forth for the railroad from Jackson to Typo. After the contract was fulfilled, it was going to go to West Virginia. But the people here in Hazard see what kind of work he was doing, and they encouraged him to stay on to build houses and different things out of stone. He was a stonemason. And of course, he stayed here until 1919. And his father urged him to go back to Atlanta and find a woman and get married, because he didn't like the idea of him staying single. So he did. He come back in 1919, met my mother, and got married. But instead of him bringing her over here, he left her in Italy due to the fact that he thought, in his own opinion, that the location wasn't suitable for a woman to stay here, because it was still primitive at that time.
Did he talk much about it being primitive and about it being...
Yes. He did. So he waited until 1938. Of course, he made several trips in Italy, and I was born in 1926.
You were born here in Italy?
I was born in Italy.
Italy.
So my mother kept on insisting that she cannot stay there by herself, and for him to make arrangements to either to come back to Italy or bringing her over here in the United States. So he decided in 1938 to go ahead and bring the family here in the United States. And my first impression of Hazard, I came on the train from New York to Hazard. I come on a train. Was the bridge, crossing the bridge from the railroad to Hazard.
What impressed you about the bridge?
Well, it's the first time I've seen a bridge like that with steel overhead and so forth. And then the people, they were so friendly. Everybody I met, they were so friendly, so nice. And I thought it was a great country to come to.
And what did your dad work at then during that time?
At that time, it was during the Depression, and he was a supervisor with the WPA. I guess you're heard of it.
Yeah.
At that time, they were building schools. They were building bridges for the highway. And he supervised a group of men, teaching them how to lay stone and so forth. He built the Robinson School at Robinson Creek.
Still here?
Still here.
I may go take a picture of
that. Yeah, take a picture of that. Now, after he got through building that school with the leftover stone, he built a store building right close by the school. And it's very unique for room and board.
And did he board coal miners a lot, or? He built that building
for room and board. Okay, no pay.
Okay. I see.
The only thing the owner paid for was the material.
Okay.
And then the stone didn't cost him anything because it was leftover stone from the high school. I mean, it wasn't a high school, it was grade school.
Were there a lot of Italian stonemasons in this area?
At that time they were around, I would say, probably 15 or 20, which later on some of them worked for him. Every time he get a contract, he'll have a group of Italian men.
Can you remember any other things around here he built?
He helped to build the Hyman Salomon School. Mm-hmm. He built a library at the Hyman Salomon School. And his last job was a house at Emelina before he retired. He built that house for Reverend Franklin. It's still standing there. It's a beautiful house made out of cobblestone. I believe that's the last building that he built.
Did your father work in the mines?
No, sir. No, he never did work. The only work that he done in the mines, he built the entrance out of stone, what they call drift mounds.
Did he do that for several mines around here?
Blue Diamond Coal Company and Harvey Coal Company and Hart-Burley Coal Company.
Were there a lot of immigrants around Hazard that worked in the mines?
Oh, yes, there were a lot of Polish, a lot of Italians, and that worked in the mines. Albanians. Some of them I remember, some of them I don't.
Where did these people live? Did they live in coal camps?
Some of them lived in coal camps. I would say most of them that worked in the coal fields lived in the coal camps, yes, sir.
Did they live together in sort of immigrant communities in within the coal camps, or would they live beside Americans and blacks?
Well, some of them lived in these boarding houses. I know one particular lady that had a boarding house. Her name is Mary Castanaro. She's about 93 years old right now. And she boarded a lot of Italian miners in that house. Of course, there were a lot of American boarding houses the same way. They'd done the same thing. Boarded a lot of miners, especially foreigners like Italians or Polish, Albanians, and so forth.
Well, you say that your father came in first on the railroad.
Yes, sir.
Did a lot of immigrants come into this area?
Yes.
And later then stayed to work the mines?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things, your father's a stonemason, what kinds of things would he have built for the railroad?
He built bridges and culverts.
Culverts. Mm-hmm. What's a culvert? I'm not sure I know.
Small. In other words, the culverts is where the water from the ditch line goes across a railroad.
Okay.
That's small culverts.
Okay.
And bridges, you could see one of them. There's an example right here. There's one right there. There's two in Beulah. One right there and one above here that you could see, and you might want to take pictures.
Okay, yeah, I will.
Now, another thing you want to notice in those big stones, you wonder how they handle those big stones.
Yeah, how did they?
Okay, they drill holes. You probably notice they have holes in them about that big. And they use these derricks with hooks, hand derricks that had hooks and they had cranks. And they lift them up with those derricks.
That must have been heavy work, hard work.
Heavy, very heavy work, yes, sir.